Greetings, Mafia. This is a request video by one of my subs that shall remain anonymous. And thanks for your donation. I do find this topic interesting, so let's dive right into it. First, we need to break down what Zionism is. The movement was spawned in 19th century Europe, Austria in particular, and therefore suffers from the European colonial mindset. Unlike the Orthodox Jewish groups based in the scriptures of Torah, Zionism is founded on the teachings of Talmud. That's the theological difference between the Orthodox Jews and the Zionists. The Talmud is far more ethnocentric than the Torah, which is why it's more palatable to an ethnocentric movement such as Zionism. This was also the time when the idea of Jewish secularism came to prominence. It refers to secularism in a Jewish context, denoting the definition of Jewish identity with little or no attention given to its religious aspects. This will be an important issue later on. The Talmud also prescribes the idea of God's chosen people. Besides Zionism being ethnocentric, it carries the colonial European mindset, and being founded in Europe, colonialism is in its DNA, and therefore territory-oriented. It advocated for reconquering the territory of biblical Israel, but not for the indigenous people who already lived there, but rather for the European Ashkenazi Jews. And that's another difference between old-school original Sephardic African Middle Eastern Jews and the European Ashkenazis who emerged during the Roman period. They would later set up shop in Cordoba, Spain during the Islamic rulership. Cordoba was the most developed part of Europe during that period, where literature and science flourished. However, after being taken by Ferdinand and Isabella of France, these European Jews were persecuted by Christians. They managed to hide under the Christian names, and many found their way into powerful European families through marriage. This is important to understand because these European Jews had no connection whatsoever with the Middle East. Their lands and their families were all of European descent. The founders of Zionist movement of the 19th century were journalists, meaning they knew the bolts and knots of media. This will be the cornerstone of their rise to prominence. Besides media, they've managed to position themselves in the financial system. But there was a problem. The right-wing Christian conservatives weren't too happy about the Zionist concept of a God's chosen people because it collided with their own white supremacy views. Therefore, the Zionist movement focused on left-leaning and more liberal political groups. They've utilized already established connections in financial world as well as their position in media, providing aid for liberal parties. In the eve of World War II, the Zionists made their pivotal move, which played a shifting role in the construction of American religious identity ever since. They introduced the Judeo-Christian concept. During World War II, Judeo-Christian concept was taken up by liberal intellectuals as an umbrella term to designate the religious dimension of the Allied cause. This concept allowed the right-wing parts of American political spectrum to feel more comfortable and even identify with the Zionist goals. This is when they start pushing for more influence in the media as well as the academia where the public mind is formed. At that point, the Zionist movement was already in a position to achieve its political goal of invading the Middle East. The media and the historians under their thumb falsified many of the Holocaust victims as Jewish, even though they weren't. Gypsies in Europe were slaughtered by the millions, and many of them ended up classified as Jews. False victim narrative was pushed through the films, documentaries, and other media publications to justify taking the land of indigenous people. Until 1914, Argentina was under the British rule as well as Palestine. Both territories were considered as a designated territory for European Jews. However, due to its biblical significance, Palestine was chosen. Now, I gotta stop for a minute and discuss Shabbat Lubavitch. It's the largest group of secularized Jews founded in Russia. Going back to what I said earlier, these secular Jews seemed more modern and less religiously narrow-minded. It was established in 17th century Russia, but it came to political prominence by accepting the Zionist mindset. Both Lenin and Karl Marx were in fact part of this cabal. Then came the Cold War and the Red Threat. This was a perfect timing for the Zionist movement in the United States to push the Judeo-Christian concept even further, going beyond liberal circles into the right-wing Christianity. Judeo-Christian ethic became a standard rhetorical feature of American social conservatism. The concept of God's chosen people could now be applied to white Christians. This is when the idea of Jews being not just a religious group like the Christians, Muslims, and other denominations, but rather a separate race took off. This came to fruition under the influence of white Christian culture that has already merged Christianity with whiteness. Of course, this idea was previously used during the colonization period, but due to numerous conflicts in Europe, Christianity still wasn't associated with race, but rather with European culture. Now, as we can see, race, culture, and Christianity have finally amalgamated. With this brief history retrospective out of the way, we can answer the question of why the rich Europeans and the elitists love Zionism. To quote Senator John McCain from 2010, "We're white Christian power structure." It's the same guy supporting Zelensky regime and the formation of Azov unit back in 2014. When it comes to regular Europeans, most aren't really aware what Zionism is. They heard about it, but as far as most of them are concerned, Zionism is some kind of radical Judaism, and that's pretty much it. Thing is, Zionism has become a very exclusive club for rich families and politicians due to its massive influence over media and financial system it managed to build up over 2.5 centuries of its existence. I gotta admit, Mafia, I admire its persistence. We got people like Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and Liz Truss, to name just a few, all co-signing and openly claiming Zionism. Hollywood and the mainstream media is practically owned by them, now taking over social media like Facebook and YouTube, with the likes of Susan Wojcicki and Mark Zuckerberg both co-signing Zionism. But let's go a bit deeper. It ain't just about media and financial support. As I explained, Zionism provides a superiority boost, pedestalizing one group over the other. Zionists also look down on other whites, seeing them as goyims or less worthy, destined for servitude. It's a close, privileged, and exclusive white elite bunch. Members of other races can only be sympathizers, and that's it. Take Rishi Sunak, for example. He comes from money, he's married to money, but as much as he's supporting Zionism, he'll never be inducted into the inner circle. It's an exclusive club for privileged European supremacists. It's the reason why Zionists in Israel are abusing non-white Ethiopian Jews, going as far as sterilizing them. Back in 2013, Israel has admitted for the first time that it has been giving Ethiopian Jewish immigrants birth control injections, often without their knowledge or consent. Prior to escalation in October of last year, Netanyahu and his government were under corruption investigation. White Jews were protesting all over the place, demanding his impeachment. Israel is one of the most corrupted countries in the world, and it's no coincidence because whatever these guys are running the show, corruption flourishes. If you want to support my work, you can do so through PayPal Tip Jar, to which you find link in your email and your screen. This is Top Dollar, signing off.